For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with Kelly Gallagher, at-risk coordinator at Mid Prairie School District. Today we'll focus on a new backpack program that will help kids eat over the weekend. We'll start off with Gallagher explaining why this is so important.
The weekend is a tough time for some struggling families because we have amazing food programs thanks to the new food guidelines, and our school lunches are great. But over the weekend, sometimes they go without. So through the Mid Prairie Foundation, there is a group of volunteers that have started a push to feed the kids. So people can make tax-deductible donations to feed the kids, and that money will go to a backpack program wherein our guidance counselors, nurses, and at-risk staff such as myself identify some kids and families that might need some extra food over the weekend. We have parents sign up. And then we have another group that we're working with called the Bread House out of Kelowna, and volunteers will deliver the food to their homes. So not only is the food delivered on a Friday by a well-meaning, well-trained volunteer that offers that family some more social support, so if there are other issues like domestic violence or substance usage or any kind of abuse going on, that family knows one more well-meaning community member to tie them back to existing social support networks, as well as some good nutritious food that is supplied via our partnership with HACAP.
How would a community member go about getting involved with this?
All you got to do is call me. So you can call Kelly Gallagher at 319-863-3079, and it's that easy. I will have you fill out the application. You can talk to your school secretary if you're in Mid Prairie School District. The Highland and Washington School Districts also have the backpack program, but we are just starting up with our program, and we are seeking community members to help us support that.
And that could be from helping package the meals to supporting it financially?
Yes. Our local Council of Mid Prairie Churches has been hugely instrumental in networking and storing the food, packing the food. So we have a really broad network of community folks that are super invested in taking care of our children. That's how we see that they all belong to us. And so local churches are taking turns packing the food, and the Kelowna Methodist Church has offered graciously to store the food for us under the regulations of the HACAP guidelines. So we are really trying to, along with the volunteers from the Bread House, spread out the work in this and the fun of knowing that our kids are taken care of as well.
How many kids do you expect to serve?
Well, we're hoping to start out with a small number, both at Kelowna Elementary and Wellman Elementary, perhaps 20 to 30 students at each school. And then depending on donations that will have come in through this weekend's Pork Fest, the Pork Fest has been so gracious as to partner with us, and we will be receiving some donations, hopefully through a silent auction for Feed the Kids. We're going to feed as many kids as we possibly can.
Going back, you mentioned the new standards on the federal level. Has that recently developed, or has this been a long process to get better food?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago that the guidelines for our food changed. And let me tell you, as a staff member working for a public school, I'm overjoyed. I have great school lunches that I can get at a super affordable cost. I know the kids at first were not so happy to have whole grain everything, and we have so many fresh fruits and veggies. Really, the standards of what they call MyPlate, you can look under myplate.gov if you want to get some more information about that. But really, we've gone away from a high starch diet. We found out that that's really how you're supposed to feed livestock. And people don't operate well if they eat too many starches. And we're really trying to address the problem of childhood obesity with introducing them and getting them used to fresh fruits and veggies, whole grains, and really kind of turning their diet on its ear.
You mentioned the kids were a little uneasy at first. Are they getting used to it?
Well, at first they just threw it in the garbage. They were angry, and now they are very much used to it, especially our younger kids. They don't know. That's just school lunch. Like today we had a Greek salad with feta cheese and grilled chicken and brown rice. No more white, starched out everything. I am in my heaven. And they eat it because they're hungry, And then they get used to it. And what we're all about is changing social norms. You know, it used to be normal that you would see people smoking indoors. And now that's just gross and it's unusual. We're looking to do that sort of thing when it comes to nutrition and all of varying types of problems that we just didn't notice always in the past.
Kelly, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan. It's my pleasure.
That was my conversation with Kelly Gallagher, at-risk coordinator at Mid Prairie School District. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.